Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. What up? Welcome. This is the 971st episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your girl, Adrian Misunderstanding Allen. And yes, it's Friday, but yes, it's D-Block all day. We here. It's Friday, and we ain't got nothing to do but come to the gods. And what we gonna do? We gonna go to God. This is Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, and as always, I do take great pleasure in welcoming you to D-Block Church. Now, if you are joining us for the first time, and this is the very first time at the kingdom, on the kingdom, I say welcome to the kingdom. It's going down in the PK. So you might as well tell somebody to get on it because it's going down. And now, if this is your first time on D-Block, then we would say, what up? This is the place for the whosoever wills. And I mean, you come, you sit, you have your thing, and whatever you're going to do, you sit with us for an hour. Now, the reason we call it D-Block is because everybody that's listening came from the block. Somebody blocked one of them. And please, don't get caught up in the fact that, you know, where your block was at and my block was and where my block isn't. Because what I need you to understand is nothing ever gets better than the block. I mean, you know, the block party, you know, when they block the block off, everything is pretty good when you're dealing with the block. You ever been to the block? Now, if you clutched your pearls just now, and you have never been to the block, and you have never seen the block, I welcome you to the block. I'm sorry, because we got all types of listeners out there now, and I want to make sure that I thank God for each and every one of you that's out there listening, and those that will listen later in the archives. And I listen, I implore you, to share. Tell people about Purpose Kingdom Network. Let people know that Purpose Kingdom Network is here. There is something for everyone on every single day. If you don't like today, if you don't like tomorrow, try it again on Monday. I'm trying to tell you, every single day there's something on for anyone and everyone to hear. So if it's not for you, like I said, the next person, it just may be for. So the best way I can say it is the number to call in live if you want to join is 319-527-6091. And if you do want to say something, make a comment, prayer request or something, you're going to press 1 and it's going to crew the board, and then the board will let me know you're there. So, we are really, really here to just relax a little bit and just really get into where God wants us to be. You know, we can be a lot of different places. And what I'm realizing is, in all of the different places that we are, it's okay to be in those places. But we just try not to bring God into the place, and we try to keep him out. See, that's the thing, because he's always everywhere and he's always there. But there are people that are really trying to keep him out or don't want to talk about him or don't. I'm sorry. My bad. If you out there and you're listening, please come on. We're going to come on in and get in. Take a seat. This is D-Block Church. 319-527-6091. Yeah, I was about to go off on a tangent, but at the end of the day, you got to understand this is a specialty block. So if it's a specialty block, we got to make it special. And the way that I say that is invite everybody in your phone. everybody in your phone. And then go on your Facebook and hit all your contacts and do one of them things too where you can share everything to everybody. Come on, let them know. We're on here, and really, truth be told, we're really not going anywhere. And what's going on now is that you see that we are filtering out because now mainstream radio is having conversations that are needed to be had. How about that? We're not talking about who's dealing with who because they don't do it right and whatever. Just dumb stuff. But putting our minds around stuff that means nothing to us, that it will give us nothing, it produces nothing, and now that we're watching people emulate it, it is nothing. Nothing. I mean nothing. It's like nothing. What do you have on? Nothing. What are you trying to do? Nothing. Well, why is everything nothing? Well, no reason, because it's just nothing. All right, well, we have to change nothing into something. Remember, because we had a song that said something from something. Oh, no, I guess we didn't have a song that said that. Aha, but. It wasn't that, but it listen. We just got to get better on the fact that we have to get a drive to say we want to learn the information. We want to get new information. And we want to be fed stuff that we need. At least I can say on Purpose Kingdom Network, every night they give you an opportunity to do the best thing of your life. And that is to actually give yourself to Christ. Give your life to Christ. Ask him to come into your life and save you for your sins. I mean, it is the best thing ever. Why? Because a lot of people don't like to sit where they are in the midst of the storm and then have to know or think that that's all that it is. Here on Purpose Kingdom Network, we are trying to make everybody a believer. And I say everybody because everybody needs to know that wherever you are right now, it's just a course in where you are in your life. And God has ordained you to do what it is that he has ordained you to do. So once you find out exactly what that purpose is, it'll work just like that. Everything will click just like that. Somebody out there is listening like, whatever. I know one person that it didn't click for. Da, 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 da. We're really quick to talk about somebody else is not working. You really don't know what anybody else is going through or what they've gone through to get them where they are right there. So before you start to talk about it or down it or, you know, judge it, you really, really, really have to at least know what's going on. At least know what's going on. A lot of us, we don't even know what's going on, but we have a whole lot to say about what's going on with it. And if you are a person that is like that, I'm glad that you're here tonight, because what we would like for you to do is see it from the other side. Learn how the other people think. Go to a place where you've never gone before and do something that you've never done before. That's what God's into. You know, there's a lot of times that people don't do that kind of stuff. They only do what they want to do because they know how to do it. And if I know how to do it, I can do it. And I will do this all day long. But if I don't know how to do it, I don't want to do it. Nor do I even want to learn how to do it. How about that? That's the new age. I never realized that we have raised a generation of individuals that really, literally don't want to. I've never in my life. But they really are out there. They just don't want to. What are you doing? Nothing. That they want to play video games, and it's really, 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 really getting bad. So if you're listening to PKN, it's good because you're at least using another part of your brain, because guess what? You are listening. So So if you can imagine what I look like because of what you hear, that's what you're supposed to do when you listen. That way it doesn't seem like you're just sitting there listening. You understand? But every time someone says, oh, well, isn't that show, don't you be on there for an hour, da-da-da-da-da, I'm thinking hours go by really quickly in the fact of if you're doing something. Like if you're doing something, an hour goes by really quick. I keep trying to tell people that when you're at work because you know you work a full 8-hour shift. If you work a full 8-hour shift but you play for 5 or 6 of them, you never even knew you were at work. But mind you, you're at work the whole time, but you're having a joyful spirit, so you're playing while you're at work. And then guess what? It changes the atmosphere in the building. Believe it or not, have you ever seen employees working and enjoying what they do and they are working together doing it? Now, don't get me wrong, because it's 2019, because I have seen employers, I have seen the whole work staff have fun, but at the expense of the customer. Where do they do that? Here, Adrian. There, Adrian. Over there, Adrian. Every place that we are, every place that has are listening now. And if you in a place where it's never happened, then I bless God for you. Please call in. We would love to hear from you. We would love to hear where you go, what you do, where you are, because we want to all get there. Trust me when I tell you. But think about it. If you could sit and listen for an hour, but see every single thing that happened, it would be awesome. First of all, people wouldn't even understand, because then they would actually be going back to imagination and using their brain. And not just being told what the image looks like, but actually giving you the opportunity to actually form your own opinion about what you think that you're listening to. How about that? It's so hard to do now because we have so many different stimulants. Everything is right there. We can, you ain't got to listen, because at the end of the day, I'd rather watch you than listen. But I like the fact that sometimes you should listen, because it's hard for people to listen. And you have to listen, because when you listen, then you can hear things. If you're not listening, then you can't hear the things that you may need to hear. So I was sitting there and I said, wow, how can I explain this in the best way so that people, like everyone, no matter who they are, can understand exactly what that feels like, what that looks like? I mean, because, yeah, and it's for everyone in all different walks of life, all different races. Like, everyone goes through the same situation. But if you don't understand the listening part, you might miss the whole thing. Now, what I would like you to do, I know we don't normally do it, but it's a special edition of D-Block. I would like y'all to pull out your Bibles. Hallelujah. Ha-ha! It's like, no, let me stop playing, because what I want to do is, it's familiar, because I'm going to Psalms 23, the 23rd Psalm. And I actually, yes, I know people are like, the 23rd Psalm, out of all the dumb songs, out of everything that she could have picked, it's the one she picked, because guess what? It's almost like the one that everybody learns. I think you learn it when you're a little kid, like, because I know little kids that can actually recite this, and it's awesome, because if you can recite it now, maybe, by the time you're 15 or 20, you might actually have to live some of that. And then by the time you're 30 or 40, you're going to look back and you say, I lived some of that. But you're still even in it. Like, you're still not in it. It's not finished. And that's what the blessing of life is, that it's not finished. whatever you think that you're in right now, look up and see somebody else doing way more than you ever thought that you would do. You know, I tell the 20-year-olds that all day long. 20-year-olds look at 80-year-olds like they are in the way. Don't you understand that that 80-year-old been here, done that for decades? And guess what? Still doing it. I think I would want to know something about that old head. I would want to know what that old head knows. I think I need to meet him. How about that? Don't you think so? We have a different way of looking at things. And so as you grow older, you know, you hear things that you say all the time and you never really pay really close attention to it. But lately, it has been coming more. Like, I see it all the time, to the point where when people are talking to me, I'm starting to hear Psalms 23, the second verse. And I'm like, y'all, this is like, So let's just start with the scripture. We'll do it that way. Now, Chappie's behind the scenes today, y'all. She acting like she just gonna be behind the scenes. But I need you to do me a favor. I know how you do the King James, and then you do Message and stuff. Can you give us the King James version of it first? That way they understand where I be seeing, because I don't hear the Message version, y'all. I don't see these Message versions. Written, I see scripture when you be talking. So please read it from there, and then I will read. We'll break it down.
Psalms 23, verse 2 from the King James Version. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters.
Okay. So this one that I'm gonna read, y'all. Look at this. This Psalm 23 says, he lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. I like that, y'all. This Bible here, y'all got to watch this Bible. This is the Life Recovery Bible. This Bible is like one of the shortest, sweetest, to the pointest I have ever in my life. Child, they kept that. It says, he lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. In this one, it sounds nice. That maketh me mean something. And I think sometimes people get caught up and they don't realize that maketh me is major. Think about what maketh really means. Because you do know what maketh means. It means you really didn't want to do it. Right? I mean, I'm just saying. Am I right?
That's what maketh mean. Makes means that somebody had to force you to do something that you did not want to do.
So you mean to tell me, wait a minute. So when the kids are saying that they don't want to do their chores, or they don't want to clean up, or they don't want to do whatever they don't want to do, when they are maketh to do it.
She said when they are maketh to do it.
Do you hear me? When they are maketh to do it, it don't seem like there's an option in that, does it?
It doesn't seem like it's a what? I'm sorry.
An option. If someone
when you're made to do it, there's no option in it. You can fight against what you're being made to do, but you're still going to get done what you're being told needs to get done. In this case,
now,
you need to lie down.
Now it's confusing. Because I know I got a group of people out there that listen, because I meet you every day. What up, what up, what up to anybody that has literally come across me in the course of a day. I know how you feel, but guess what? Maketh means they don't care about how you really truly feel. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, you be cussing at people when you tell them that nobody cares. See, we were a generation, we grew up knowing that ain't nobody care. So now when you know, when you're walking around and you feel as though nobody cares, you're at least feeling a little bit better about yourself because you know since a little kid, don't nobody care.
Mm-hmm.
But if you ain't never been told that don't nobody care, the first time you see somebody that's not paying attention to you and they are going to make you do what they are telling you to do. See, this is why we're in the scripture right now. Because I want
you know,
to
it's
understand
funny.
That he maketh me. Go ahead and tell him what's funny.
It's funny because as you're breaking it down like that, I think about the job that I do. I work with small children with sometimes social emotional difficulties or physical handicaps or whatever their situation may be. And we have this thing that we do. It's called a prompt called the hand over hand prompt, where you take your hand and you put it over their hand and you make their hand do what it is you told them to do, whether it's because they cannot do it or they're just refusing to do it. And in the cases of when they're refusing to do it, you take their hand over their hand. And if it's picking up an object, you may actually pick up the object with your hand because they have small hands, but you're holding their hand on the object because what you're doing is you're literally, one, making them follow the directive of pick that up and put it where it belongs. But number two, you're also teaching them what that directive looks like. And sometimes when you get to that maketh me lie down, it's in that same scenario. They can be screaming, hollering, I don't want to, no, you can't make me. But the whole time, my hand is over them, guiding them to do what it is that needs to be done. When God decides he's going to make you lie down, that's how I need you to look at it. There is something that God is trying to teach you, show you, or get you to that you either cannot do or are refusing to do. And he has basically put his hand over your hand, and he is making you do. In this case, he's putting his hands over your body, and he is stretching you out to lay you down.
And I love it because y'all already know. Listen, he maketh me to lie down. The way she just described it right there, what I would do is I would say, imagine a prison. And the reason why I say prison is because I believe that there are some of the greatest people in prisons right now, but they are not listening to what God is saying. Because if they were listening, because I'm not even going to go there yet. It's just as simple. Here's an example of what Chap just said. I am in jail. They just gave me like 20 to life, 20 to whatever, 25 to life, whatever the sentence is. It's a long one. It's a really long sentence. In my mind, I'm just like, whoa, wait a minute, da 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 da. Then the lady comes in and tells me, but it's not that bad because if you do what you should do or what you are supposed to do, things will be all right for you. Now, one, I don't think that they come in and tell you that because it might not be the option. It's about to be the option because after tonight and you'll talk to your friends and everybody and you tell them that the fact of the matter is while you're in there, you have to be make it because somebody maketh you to lie down. You need to figure out what it was that he was making you lie down from or making you lie down for. You know what I'm saying? But if you fight it and fight it and fight it and fight it, you just wasting your years. Because you've never paid attention to what it was that he was making you to do. Now, And if I lost you, I mean, listen, we're talking about jail stuff. I know there's a lot of people on here that don't associate with jail. They don't know anything about jail, and that's a good thing. I say bless God for the people that don't know anything about jail, don't know anybody that's been in jail, and the whole nine. However, people that are locked up are somewhere connected to all of us. You can act like it. You can act like you don't know, but always somewhere connected to all of us, there is someone incarcerated. I look at them, and then I look at the men in the Bible. I look at them, and then I look at the men in the Bible. Most of the men that were in the Bible, when they were doing what it was that they were supposed to be doing for God, they may have somehow or another, one way or another, ended up in like an incarcerated state. Am I safe to say that, Toy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go on, tell them what it is.
There is a lot of ways that you can be laid down. He maketh me lie down. Number one, the 23rd Psalm is a psalm that you normally only hear at funerals, which is really sad and disheartening because the 23rd Psalm is a psalm that is actually filled with promise. And in the 23rd Psalm, what you have going on is you are seeing the love between the shepherd and his sheep. People get upset when they say, when they hear people refer to believers in Christ as sheep. You're just a sheep. You're just following behind what everybody's telling you, or you're just believing what they programmed into you. And we get offended, but at the end of the day, Jesus told us we were sheep. So what you get mad at? They telling you the truth. We are sheep. We're his sheep. We are sheep of his flock. And the 23rd Psalm is giving you that love and showing you that love between the shepherd and the sheep. The very first verse starts with, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." In other words, because God is the one watching you, you don't want anything. And then it goes to, "He maketh me lie down in green pastures." When you get to that, "He maketh me," again, it's a situation where you are being forced to stay there. When sheep are being driven by the shepherd, they are being driven to a place where they can eat and find rest and be nourished all at the same place. The problem is, though, for a lot of us, or those that are like me, you know, we just hard-headed. We're going to do what we're going to do the way we think we're going to do it, and we're going to keep hitting our head against the proverbial wall, trying to figure out why we can't get no further ahead than where we are. But it's really because we're not hearing the voice of the shepherd who is guiding the sheep. And I'm sorry, I'm saying that wrong. You're hearing the voice of the shepherd. You're just trying to wander off from the flock. So the shepherd has to use that hook, grab you by the neck, and pull you back in so that he can get you to that green pasture where he's going to make you lie down. Now, some of us get to that green pasture because we're just obedient to the voice of the sheep, and we get to that place and we're able to go on retreats and vacations and all types of stuff, and it's just a beautiful, blessed thing for us. But some of us, because we like to, like I said, wander from the flock, he got to make us lay in that field. He got to make us stay in that place of safety. So for some of us, it might be a sickness that comes on you all of a sudden. And everybody, we come against that demon of infirmity. No, God is just making you lay down so that he can speak to you. He's making you cut other things out. He's making you stand still. He's making you be still so that he can pour into you. Whether it could be a sickness, it could be a situation, it could be prison. Because I still believe that jail is better than hell in any day in God's eyes. But at some point in your life, he is going to get you to a place where he is going to make you be still and hear the voice of God. And you have to be still to hear it, because as Minister Art told us last night, we listening and thinking and hoping to hear it in this mighty rushing wind or in this big boom or this loud noise, but the voice of God is a quiet, still voice. So in order for you to hear it, you have to first get quiet, and then you have to tune into his frequency. You know, you can't be singing Red Bottoms thinking that you're going to tune in at that second. Or what you're going to wear to the club, or what the guy going to look like when he pick you up for the date. And no, and don't take me wrong, there's nothing wrong with those things, but you have to take time and get to that place where you can just hear God. And when you can't get there on your own, just being obedient to the word of God, what happens is that shepherd's hook comes out and he maketh you lie down. But the blessing is he don't make you lie down just anywhere. He lays you down in the green pasture. But go ahead, Adrian. I'm sorry. I can already go somewhere else. So you go ahead.
I love it. I love it. She said jail is better than hell. You better tell it. I'm sorry. That was
because
funny.
It's serious. It's serious. Because there are some people, like you said, there are some very talented young men and women, older men and women, behind prison bars. Some who have committed crimes that they deserve to be there. Some who have committed small crimes and really shouldn't have been there as long as they have been there. And then you just got some. But no matter what the reason is that they are there, if they'd have been still in the street, they'd have never heard God's voice.
Mm.
But the street had them. The devil had them.
Mm.
Just remember, Joseph spent years in the jail cell before he was raised to second in charge to none but the Pharaoh. Like, everybody answered to him except the Pharaoh after he spent all them years in jail for something he didn't even do. So don't think
right.
that somebody in jail is just a castaway or a lost cause. You don't know what God going to do. You don't know how God is going to work it.
And
yes,
he will work
it. Jail is better than hell.
And then, see, it. All right, before we go back into all of it, right, you got to know, if you need to get in, it's 319-527-6091. You are listening to the 971st episode on Purpose Kingdom Network, and this is a special edition of D-Block Church. If you just joined in, that was Chappie talking, or Pastor Toy, or however you need to call her, our CEO, the visionary, the one that put it all together. Well, God put it all together, but she definitely made the phone call. Put it that way. You understand? I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? Somebody always got something to say. Like, I'm ashamed the way I did it. Yeah, but she made the call. She's the one I talked to. You know what I mean? So... I'm sorry. Somebody out there needed to hear that, because at the end of the day, we've come too far. Do you understand what I mean? We've come too far. 971st episode says that anybody and everybody that is there needs to come on, applaud that thing, and say, wow, I'm going to ride that thing all the way to the end, because guess what? Everybody is saying it, because guess what? It's nothing but God. It's nothing but God. Nobody is on this thing. Nobody in BKN is bigger than any one of us, because at the end of the day, God is great and greatly to be praised in all of the midst of everything that goes on. So today, tonight, we are in Psalms 23, and we're actually doing the second and third verse, but I'm going to do the second and third verse of how it is, right? But then I'm going to give it back to Chat, because at the end of the day, it's way bigger than, because I like how she said that most people do it at funerals, and they do. But it's got a lot of juice in it, because when you really think about it, now, it says that he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters, right? But then three says, he restores my soul. And then he guides me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Wait a minute, huh? You know how many times people have heard that and seen that and never realized that that is exactly what he does. So after the fact that he maketh you to lie down, I mean, and you have sometimes you have to be made. So once he has finally maketh you to lie down and you stop doing whatever it is that you needed to be doing that you was thought that you was doing, because every time you did it, like Chap just said, every time you did it, you just bumped your head even harder. And then after a while, it was like, you knew the bump was coming and you still got it. You know what I mean? Like, you knew it was about to hit that because it hit like that the last time, and you waiting for it to hit because you already know that it's going to happen. But as soon as we realize and we take the maketh me to lie down, we realize that there are green pastures, and wow, you can lean over and drink because it's right there. But how about restoring your soul? I mean, this is when, like, you know how we always do the take it back and take back everything that the devil stole? When you say restore, that means that, well, actually, it would be funny because store, everybody in the 20, like, they just believe that the store is everything, right? So think about restore. Like, we got to restock it. We got to fill it back up. Like, the store used to be open and everything was bumping out of it. And now all of a sudden the store is, like, closed. And then while you were making you to be lying down, the store was actually closed. But now that you was in, you know, you was beside the still waters, and then you realize he restoreth my soul. Now the store is back open. Now people can go in and out of it. But look, it says he guides me in the paths of righteousness. So now when you want to go left or wrong, I should say, let's just change. Righteousness is too scary of a word, maybe. So let's just do right. And the opposite of right would not be left. It would be wrong. I'm just saying, because some people be like, oh, the opposite of right is left. Mm-hmm. You, if you're making a turn. But we're going to go right and wrong, okay? And the only reason why I say that is because you can't have really wrongness. You're just bad. You're just trifling, okay? So that's why I'm going to take the righteousness out, because I don't want you to be wrong-listeness. It just sounds really, really bad. Okay? So right and wrong is where I'm going to lead at. But if you, he guides you. Now, wait a minute. First of all, it says he guides me. So if you still thinking that once you lay down, you're going to get up. And because of the fact that now you up, you remember everything that you used to do because you got all your stuff back, and now all of a sudden you gonna make the, you are back on this road. You back on the path because now all of a sudden you can walk again. He took your legs at first because you needed to lie down. He maketh me to lie down. Now all of a sudden, because you got some legs, you want to walk. Huh? No. This thing says he guides me in paths of righteousness. So that says that as long as you're doing what he is guiding you to do, so that means you're in your word more, that means you're listening more, that means you're, look, there's that word again, you're listening more. And then it says, for his name's sake, not for your name's sake, Jada. Not for your name's sake, not for my name's sake, but it says for his name's sake. So really, truly, the only reason why one, he made you lie down was because you was important enough for him to actually want to say something to you. So now once you lie down and you then got restored and he's leading you to do right, in his name's sake, for his name's sake. So that means you didn't do right for Jimmy. You didn't do right for Adrian. You did right for Jesus. Like, excuse me, you did right for God. And you have to understand that. And I say that because they are the same. And I need you to understand that they are the same. But right there where we are in the scriptures, in the Bible, I don't think Jesus had came on the scene. So you got to understand that God is where we are right there. But there are there is a different type of maketh me to lie down when you're dealing in the New Testament, because that he maketh me to lie down was Christ. He did it for us. You understand? He actually did it so that we can actually be free. But a lot of people get caught up because then, you know, you miss me. I'm good with God. I'm real good with God. But when you get to talking about Jesus, so I just need to know, like, what happened? Where did it go? Like, you know what I mean? If it was over in the New Testament, if it was over in the Old Testament, where in God's name are we right now? Because we'd be dead, wouldn't we? I'm just looking at the stuff that's going on. I'm looking at the things that people are doing. I'm looking at the people. I'm looking at, you know how you can tell that the world has completely shifted and it is not for good? When I was young, we used to do things and we used to call them fun. Now, they probably were not the nicest things to ever do, and they damn sure probably weren't really fun. Because we used to do like really stuff, like, okay. Like, and I'm going to take it always to a Friday night because we used to have sleepovers. And our thing was, don't be the first one to fall asleep. Just don't be the first person to fall asleep. Because anything is liable to happen to you. So, yeah, it gets harder sometimes because then you're not, you know, you don't want to be the one to go to sleep. But when you're dealing in it, and you have to understand where you are, you ask yourself, do you want to go to the party? Do you want to be there? I don't really want to go because I always didn't, you know, I always fall asleep first. The last time they put shaving cream on my feet, you know, or they put shaving cream on your hand and then make you scratch your nose or something. You know, like something silly. The worst was we used to take the underwear and put it in the freezer. That wasn't smart, but we used to do it. I ain't gonna lie. We used to do it until one of the moms got mad when she picked her daughter up and she couldn't put her underwear on. I'm sorry. But she shouldn't have fell asleep. But see, these are all of the things that we did. And it says that he leads me in the path of righteousness. Dad, okay. Well, I can't do none of that no more. Can't even play like that no more. I gotta do what's right so that I don't actually do it no more. There is another way to do this. But I don't want to do it anymore. Hey, he maketh me. Come on. I don't want to make it me. I don't want to, though. Do it.
I'm going to give you another maketh me example. You might be older. I want to bring it up to young adult, hitting mid-age, because even... Yeah, I'm going to have to say mid-age because some grandmom and grandpa are still out hanging in the club. That's what's wrong with some of our children today. But you in the club, you've given your life to Christ, but he just hasn't delivered you from that club scene yet. And you just there. And all of a sudden, the music that you used to bounce all around in the bar stool to or dance on the floor to, and not that you don't like the music anymore, but it's literally starting to give you a headache. Just the vibration of it is giving you a headache to the point that you can't even stay. Or the smell is now making you feel nauseous. Not necessarily of the alcohol, or because it's a lot of alcohol, just the environment of it. That's a making you. That's a maketh me lie down. The blessing of it is
a low blow, Toy. I just want you to know that. Y'all heard what she said. Y'all be smelling and just go, I'm sorry.
I'm just... But what I'm saying is that's the, because I don't want you to all think that it's always like a sickness or a serious disastrous situation. Yeah, it can be those, but sometimes it's just making you stop doing something that you can't seem to stop on your own. You be sitting there praying, well, Lord, I just want you to deliver me from this, and I just want you to take it. And then you can't figure out how come all of a sudden when you go near, it starts to make you sick because he's starting to make you lie down. And when he makes you lie down in that green pasture, that lust pasture, the reason it says in green pastures, or some versions say a lush pasture or moist meadows, because it are tender grass, because it's something that is easily digested by the sheep. See, yeah, there's even a difference in the type of grass you eat. Thank you, God. There's a difference in the type of grass you eat. There's a difference in the type of grass you eat. Why I keep saying that, some of y'all trying to figure out why you can't find any type of peace where you are. I'm not talking about those that's at different locations that God got on assignment to do something, to show something, or to learn something. I'm talking about you just somewhere and you can't seem to get, your spirit just don't feel right there no more. You might be in the wrong pasture because there's different types of grass. You might be eating some grass that you just can't digest yet. Not that the man or woman of God ain't anointed. You just ain't able to eat that type of grass. You need tender grass. Something that your spiritual stomach cannot just get in, but can digest. Y'all know what I'm talking about if you ever had to take, when you start taking the baby from formula or breast milk to food. You don't just give them a plate of chicken and mashed potatoes and gravy. You usually start by letting them do certain things like sucking on a chicken bone. Let them get that their gums hard enough to be able to chew on something. But until then, you give them real smushed up, mushed up, pureed food. Tender grass so that they can digest it. Why does he lead you beside a still water? Still water doesn't move quickly. So you can put your face down in it and drink, and the flow of the water doesn't rush into your nostrils and drown you. The flow of what's going on around you don't drown you. Come on, somebody. You feel like you overwhelmed and you drown, and you might have your head in the wrong type of a stream. You might think it's a stream because it looks small to you, but you might actually just be at a small part of a river, and that's why the water running so fast. Or a low tide of the river. Everything he does it because the next thing he says he's going to do is he's going to restore your soul. He's not doing it to punish you. He's doing it to restore you, to restorate you, to fix you, to heal you, to complete you. I like the way the Message version says it only because of one reason. The 23rd Psalm, I must admit, is one that I love to hear it in the King James Version because to me it is very prophetic in the King James Version. It flows really nice in the King James Version. But the Message version says, "You have bedded me down in lush meadows. You find me quiet pools to drink from. True to your word, you let me catch my breath and send me in the right direction." Now, the reason I like the King James Version a little bit better, because he tells you why he does it. He does it for his name's sake. So at the end of the day, when he gets you to that lush meadow and that cool pool or that still pool to drink from, so that he can allow you to catch your breath from the trials and the tribulations that you've been going through in life. But I like to say bedded, because, you know, the word bedded has a lot of different meanings to it. It could mean a bunch of beds. So when you think of he bedded me down, it's saying like there's a bunch of sheep that are laying out in the meadow. But I like the geology definition or the geologic definition for the word bed or bedding. Because in geology, a bed is the smallest division of rock or deposit that can be found in a geologic formation, normally in some type of a rock, so that this little deposit, this little line that separates the old rock from the new rock, you can count down on these lines and tell how old or how long, how many years that rock bed has been there. So it's the same with us. When he lies us down, when he beds us down, he is depositing little layers inside of you. That's how come people usually look at you from when you first started to walk with Christ to your walk now, and they say things like, you don't act like you used to. You different from how you used to be. Because what they see is those little deposited minerals of Christ that has started to separate the old you from the new you. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God.
I know what it feels like to be separated, and you just bless God for it. But I don't want you to miss the call.
I'm sorry. I know we got to go into the call. I'm sorry, but I got to say this. And we'll do all the business in 1 second, but I got to say this because somebody out there listening this evening, people have been looking at them since they have given their life to Christ, and the changes have begun to take place, and they're looking, talking about you, think you better than, you think you mightier than, you trying to be holier than, you think you higher than. I need you to understand that is not a put down, and you've been taking it as a put down. That should be your place to shout. Those should be your shouting shoes, because what they are actually doing is they are seeing the bedding of Christ inside of you, and they are noticing that you used to be a little itty-bitty anthill down here with me, but now when I talk to you, it's not that you're doing anything to make yourself look greater, but Christ has begun to do things into you so that now you are no longer at anthill status, but you are now like the Grand Canyon. Into a, if an anthill is in the bottom of the Grand Canyon looking up, it's going to say, you think you better than me. So go here, Sister Adrian, going to lead us to the call so that you can change from your anthill to your Grand Canyon mountain.
And it's simple, y'all. If you don't know who he is, you just need to know. If there's no real question about what it is that you, God loves us. God loves each and every one of us. Like, there would be no reason to make us if he didn't love us. The blessing of it is, no matter where you are in life, no matter what you're doing in life, you're right where God wants you to be. And if you're on the air tonight and you don't know God as your healer, as your provider, as your way maker, then I invite you tonight to put your hand in God's hand. And how do you do that? That's by confessing your sin and letting God know that you believe in the sacrifice. The sacrifice was for you. The blood that was shed was for you. We call him Jesus. Others may say Easter. However you need to say whatever you need, because you know you got to get clean. The blood makes you clean. Without the blood, there is no clean. You're just kind of there, maybe offering. Offering. Asking. Repeat after me. Father God, come into my life. Forgive me of my sins. and help me, lead me, guide me into the world where you need me to be. God, I ask you to watch over me as I learn to walk beside thee. And every time I fall short, God, send me a sign to just remind me that there is power in the blood that I believe in, God. I love you and I thank you. Amen. Now, the way they say it is, you got to go tell somebody. I'm going to let Chap come back because she's got to do all the announcements and stuff. But y'all got to know, you got to tell somebody about, you got to tell somebody that you know who you know now, because once you know who you are, things start becoming different. And then, like Troy said, people start to see it in you. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And they're going to start to see it in you before you even see it in you. I'll never forget the day. I was a young girl. I was walking down the street, went into the store. As I was walking into the store, the man walked up to me and said, "Excuse me, you believe in Jesus, don't you?" I said, "Yes, sir." He said, "Yeah, you walk like it." At that time, I had no clue as to what that man meant. I started watching to see how people walk, what it looked like, what it, cause you know, if they said they believed in Christ, I would look, well, what do a walk look like for a person that believes in Christ? That's where I was as a young girl. But what I realized was, what he was saying was, the Spirit of God in him saw and recognized the Spirit of God in me before I even recognized the Spirit of God in me. Why am I sharing that? Because I want you to understand. Some of you are sitting there going, "I don't see it. I don't understand it." It's okay that you don't see it. You're too close to the mirror to see it. The importance is that God sees it and that God is doing it. And if you are one who gave your life to Christ this evening so that he can begin to do it in you, so that he can begin to reveal in you that he is your shepherd, and he will not leave you wanting or needing for anything, that he will always provide. He did not say it would always be comfortable, but he did say that a way would be made. We encourage you, if that is you, to find the Bible Believing Teaching Preaching Sanctuary, where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But if for some reason you cannot, bless God. That is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We will be broadcasting tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. with The Turning Point and the host, Elder and Reverend Lee. You do not want to miss this move of God from this man and woman of God. Amen. We invite you to follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. Know that we love you with the love of Christ. Sister Adrian, wonderful word this evening. The ministry is back in your hands.
Oh, well, thank you so much. And listen, that was just like a little bit, because I watch the people, I hear the people, and I'm watching everybody go through these things that they call themselves going through, but they're not lying down. They're not allowing the "he maketh me to lie down." You got to lie down. You got to stop sometimes. I mean, trust me, you want to stop because you don't want him to stop you. That could be dangerous. There's a lot of different ways that it can go down. What I'm trying to tell you is just be careful. Cover yourself. Cover your people. Cover the ones you love. Make sure you speak to somebody. Make sure you share the good news about Jesus to somebody. and tell them about Purpose Kingdom Network. Pass the number on. Tell them to call in. Tomorrow we start at 8. Turning Points is great. If you're a couple, trying to be a couple, want to be a couple, you might want to be on Turning Points at 8 o'clock. For everybody else, we'll be there on Monday, right? See you on Monday. But other than that, that's it, chat. We can enjoy the weekend. Well, don't enjoy it too much. Well, no. I guess.
Jesus bled.
He raised me. I will not lose. He saved me. I will not lose. Set me free. I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down. I will not lose.
He saved me.